Three, two, one, and we're back.
Okay, welcome to the SBH podcast. So on this podcast, we have guests, but it's not who I said it was going to be, unfortunately. Joe from Boom Plugs is not here today, but he will be. And if you don't know who he is, he creates the plugs that I use, and I work for him. And it's, I mean, I love his plugs, and they're great. And we're going to get all into that hopefully next week when this podcast, or when that podcast comes out. But for this podcast, we have a special guest. He's, again, the camera guy is back. So yeah. From that podcast, you'll remember him, hopefully, if you've seen that podcast. He's the guy that shoots all my photos and videos.
Back for round two.
But it's actually a pretty special podcast because we are coming out with t-shirts. So the reason we're coming out with t-shirt is because we are creating the Striped Bass Hunt Show. So I will let him explain a little bit about the Striped Bass Hunt Show, and then we'll explain about the t-shirt.
So we've been talking about this since I was last on the podcast a couple months ago, and it's going to be a really cool thing that we're both really excited about. And basically, we're going to be shooting 20-minute episodes and probably around 10 to 15 of them. So it's going to be a fully fledged sort of documentary series style show that is going to follow Finn throughout the whole summer and everything he catches and all the people he catches things with.
Yeah. So that's the super cool part about the show is this show is not only going to be me catching fish, and it will be able to show like the people that don't believe how big these fish are through photos, that we'll be actually able to show them through video. And we'll also be able to show, we'll also be able to fish with some really cool people and make some awesome videos with them.
Yeah.
The super cool part about this is that it's going to be one of the most high quality fishing series, video, documentary, whatever. It's going to be the most high quality for striped bass fishing that there is. That is also not backed by a huge company like a magazine or whatever. But that being said, because we're not backed by a huge magazine company, we have to resort to selling t-shirts. So the cool thing about these are awesome, cool t-shirts. They're great material. They're super stretchy. But let's get into the t-shirts themselves.
Yeah.
So in the front of the t-shirt, we have the SBH for Striped Bass Hunt, and it's in the shape of a fish, which is really cool. And so then on the back,
we have Striped Bass Hunt right here. And then we have this cool, like, trace that I did of one of the pictures that I took this past season.
Which you'll, like, this is the podcast logo if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And then below we have Big Bass Only. That's what we're in the game for.
Yeah, so hopefully catching lots of big bass on film.
Yeah, well, and just to put this into perspective, I was only out there with you, what, like, 4 or 5
times? I think you were out there, yeah, and we literally were so lucky to catch, like, the biggest bass of my season with him there.
But think about it. I'm going to be out there with him every single time he goes out this next season.
And instead of taking photos, you're going to be also taking photos, but you're also going to be taking video, which is really awesome because we'll be able to showcase these monster fish. But the really cool part is we're going to be able to travel up and down the coast, and we're going to be able to do fishing, you know, up in Maine, down in, you know, hopefully New Jersey. And speaking of which, I have to get into a little bit of about New Jersey and fishing and the fishing show, or lack thereof, I guess now. But I guess I can get into that quickly before we explain more about the t-shirt. So I know that we were going to be doing, or I was going to be going to the fishing show, the Rhode Island fishing show, in like late March. I forget, sometime like, I think it's like March 28th or 25th, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter anymore because it was canceled due to the coronavirus, which I won't really get into. But that's like, I think that was a really good idea for them to cancel it. I mean, everything's being canceled. So that's not going to, unfortunately, I won't be at that and will unfortunately not be able to meet lots of people that are there and be able to talk to hopefully some of you if you were going to come out. But I'm planning on being there next year, so maybe next year if this is not still going on, I'll be there. But so hopefully everybody's happy and safe and whatever. We can get, I guess we can just explain a little bit more about like the t-shirts and what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. So this is going to be through the like Custom Ink like fundraiser tool that they have. And with this whole thing, we're also dropping the Striped Bass Hunt website. So if you go to stripedbasshunt.com, it should be there in all its glory.
Yeah.
Coded from scratch by yours truly. And at the bottom, if you scroll all the way down, there should be an embedded store for these t-shirts.
Yes.
Which we're going to have it the 4 week, which is the maximum length of campaign for now, just to sort of see
how it goes.
But
our goal is to sell them for the entire year. And at the end of the year, we're going to have a raffle. And this is how it's going to work. You buy this t-shirt, you take a picture of me, you tag me in the picture.
Yeah. And so take a picture in the shirt, tag Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll be entered into a like raffle that will be for a guided charter for me, or like a little fishing trip. And it will be around like a moon, like around the new or full moon. And we'll go and we'll target trophy striped bass and see if I can get you on hopefully the biggest bass of your life. So keep that in mind. If you buy one of these t-shirts and you take a picture and you tag me in that, you'll be entered into that contest. I guess it's not really much of a contest,
yeah.
But you'll be entered into that. And we'll be able to hopefully take somebody out and put them on hopefully the biggest bass of their life. And that will be the following year. So we would be picking those winners at the end of this year. So that would be like the following year, probably in either late July, maybe early August. This is like the best time of fishing around here, especially for like large monster bass. That's like the best time to fish for them. And that you would be entered into that. But these t-shirts are going to help out so much with getting gear. Mostly like camera equipment, and it will create, it will help us create such a high quality or way more high quality footage and video, than we would otherwise.
Yeah. So that's sort of the plan. Mm-hmm. So if you want to help support the show, head over to stripedbasshunt.com, and take a look at these t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then just as a bit of an FYI, they do run a bit small. So
yeah.
Go about a size up from what you would normally get. Is a large and it's a little bit,
I mean, I'm an extra large, but yeah, it's definitely tight. I normally get an extra large. We just bought a large for some reason, but, that's whatever. It's a super soft, super comfortable material.
Mm-hmm.
And it will help us out so much. So again, please, you know, check these out. Again, he's probably going to link our website in the description of this podcast on YouTube. So if you're listening to this, head over to my YouTube, which is also Striped Bass Hunt. And, you can check this out in the link of that video, or you can also click on or just like search stripedbasshunt.com, and I'll show up. You'll see my website. And if you scroll down towards the bottom, there should be a link to, the store where you can buy these t-shirts.
Yeah.
So that's super awesome, but I really want to get into the filming of it and also what our plan really is. So we talked a little bit about how we're going to have some episodes, or like 10 to 15 episodes.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, with this virus, he's actually home early from school.
Yeah, so I left on spring break thinking I was going to be back at school in 2 weeks, but turns out I'm going to be here for the rest of the spring, so... It gives us, it's sort of the double-edged sword in terms of, like, we may not have the fishing show, but now I'm going to be home and we're going to be able to sort of get started on this early and get some of that spring fishing that we would have otherwise missed.
So you guys are going to be fortunate enough to be able to, or fortunate enough, we're going to be able to be fortunate enough to have him around so that we can film some of my spring fishing, and which is awesome because we wouldn't have been able to get that first probably month or 2 months of like spring fishing, not a lot of really big fish around, which is cool because I think I'm probably one of the first people to catch one of the biggest fish, or like a 40 plus inch bass, off of Cape Ann. I got one on June 8th, I believe, and on a pencil popper in the middle of the day, which I've talked about before, but that was super early June 8th. So you can see how I go about fishing in the spring. And you're also gonna be able to learn how I'm gonna be fishing the Back Bay's estuary areas and also sandy beaches and learning, because I don't know, have a huge knowledge of that fishing. So I'm super excited to go and learn a lot more about how to fish like the back bays and estuaries, and you'll be able to see my progression in fishing the back bays, estuaries, beaches, because it's not my, like, I have so much more confidence in pulling larger fish from, you know, big boulder fields, rocks, off the rocks, pretty much. So I've so much, you know, more confidence in myself. And I talked about confidence, but in order to be better, I want to be as confident as I am off the rocks in the back bays. So anyway, if we can get into the filming aspect of this show, the hope is that we can get some extraordinary video of like really hardcore surf casting. And that means like one of the shots that I've been thinking about for months and what I would love to see is, you know, swimming out to a boulder field or swimming out to a boulder or wading out like, you know, big surf like I do, and being able to have somebody with a really nice high quality camera pointing right at me as I'm hooking into like a 40 pound bass with big waves coming at me and we're out in the dark. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Let alone like, I mean, you can read about it, but there's not a lot that you can, there's not a lot of video or footage of people way out on rocks, you know? I mean, there's more photos, but there's definitely no videos of that. I think it would be very awesome to actually be able to show something like that.
Yeah. Well, and this type of filmmaking presents a lot of challenges, especially in terms of like the conditions that we're under. And there's always like compromises that you can make in order to get those kinds of shots with like a GoPro or something. But our goal is to not compromise on the quality and still get these kind of crazy shots that we're looking for. And to do that, again, the shirt would be a huge help.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Like, if we were able to, you know, get sell these shirts, we could get a waterproof housing for this big camera here and be able to film really, really nice, high quality footage. Mm-hmm. Of us out deep on a rock with huge waves and a big fish. Yeah. So there's stuff like that, and then being able to pay for like waterproof microphones and stuff. So it's all about, there's just levels of quality that we can hit. Yeah. Depending on how many t-shirts we are able to sell. And you guys, I mean, this is all, it's just like you guys directly funding this show.
Yeah.
And so it would be huge, huge help if you guys picked up a few of these t-shirts throughout this year. And also, you're being entered to be in a contest to catch some monster fish, potentially, I guess. At least will be a fun time to hang out with me and hopefully teach me, and maybe I can teach you guys some stuff and we can, you know, fish together. And I think it's always super fun to fish with new people and bring people out fishing.
Yeah. Well, and not to be like too much of an ad, but this is sort of the like driving force behind what we're trying to do, would be just you guys and if you're willing to help out.
Yes.
So
that being said, we also we're also going to be putting out a little trailer on my Instagram within the next day. It could be either today or tomorrow.
We just need to, there's a few things we need to film to sort of fill in the gaps.
This is literally this is the only time I've ever done this. I'm filming the podcast today, which is Thursday. And I'm posting the podcast today, right after this is done. I've never done this before, but because I was waiting for the shirt. That's why I didn't film a podcast yesterday. So that's why I'm sorry I missed my upload, which is generally like pretty late at night on Wednesday. But this will be coming out, and hopefully, hopefully you guys pick up some t-shirts, and hopefully we can get our thing done and.
Yeah. We'll be working on it.
Definitely. That'll be so. Just know when you're watching this, we're grinding away right now.
Yeah,
editing, and trying to like get interviews and stuff. So, again, this is more of a weekly update, but I want it to be a striped bass hunt. I want it to be an SBH podcast.
Yeah.
But this is gonna be a shorter podcast, just shorter formed, I guess, because we had to restart this a bunch of times because of the software and stuff.
Yeah, well, and we can go into a little bit more depth on, like, in terms of, like, equipment and stuff, but
yeah, if so you want to. I want to talk about lenses. I think that's something, again, something that potentially we could upgrade as far as being able to get what I like to call as the money shots of big fish, you know, hitting, like, topwater plugs from, is hard to get, but to be able to get that in really high quality slow-mo footage of it being like zoomed in on a big bass doing what I like to call like a big bass breach, which is where it's so big that the fish can't really jump out of the water to hit your topwater plug, but it has this, does this big roll and it rolls over on top of your plug. And that would be so sick to get a very close up shot of that or something, or like hitting a Danny plug or something interesting like that.
Yeah. Well, and stuff like that from our experience, filming coastline, it's a really difficult shot to get. And you have to get a lot of extra footage to just get that one perfect shot.
It's definitely not the easiest thing. What I would say is what I want to say is, you'll see in the videos in the show, you'll see us catching a lot of big fish. And this is heavily, I would say, there's going to be hours upon hours upon hours of us not catching anything and us grinding through footage of not catching anything. So what you do see is, like, don't think that every time we go out there we're catching fish, because what you do see is going to be hours and hours of time put in to catch a fish.
Yeah. Well, because everything will probably be like about a week's worth of filming condensed into like a 10 to 20 minute episode. Yeah. And stuff like that, shots like that, by the way, you can go watch Coastline on the Striped Bass Hunt website.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, it is really difficult to do, especially sort of on the equipment side, because getting out that close to a fish of that size, and especially getting a slow motion shot, is tough.
It's very tough.
And we managed to get a couple, not of that specific thing, but of a few blow ups, I think.
Yeah.
During the filming, the
tough part about that was they were smaller fish, and I didn't have the knowledge I do now, and that's why we're at such an advantage of, number one, having the filming knowledge, because he's had a year of filming striped bass fishing, so he already knows how to film this. Now I have 2 more years of knowledge.
Yeah.
And so I have 2 more years of knowledge of fishing, so that's so huge for us, because we'll be able to, number one, hopefully catch some bigger fish, and number two, get some incredible footage. Mm-hmm. On a, like, I'm talking about like movie quality, like this is crazy. This is gonna be up there with the biggest companies that do those big shows and fishing stuff, because it's gonna be awesome. And that's why we really need your help, because the quality that we're gonna be putting out is gonna be that of somebody with a budget.
Yeah.
So and we have no budget, and really that's why we're selling these t-shirts. I mean, they are a sick t-shirt.
Yeah.
But
and sort of like continuing from there, it's like if we're talking about lenses, the lens that I used for Coastline for like the vast majority of it is this 12 to 35 millimeter lens, which is fairly wide, which even with a crop sensor, it basically is the equivalent of like if you had a camera with a bigger sensor taking like with like a 60 millimeter lens, which is not that long. Like, it's about, if I'm trying to get really close to a fish that's really far away, I need something that can really get me out there, get like right up close. And that sort of, and then with a lens like that, it's also sort of the ability to be more versatile. And get the kind of shots that we want to get.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's not going to be, realistically, I understand that we're not going to be selling a ton of these t-shirts, realistically. Yeah. And hopefully, as we post the first few episodes of the show, the popularity of this will pick up. I think that people need to see what we can do.
Yeah.
Which will be awesome. We're going to try to... We'll probably post the first one, and then we might have to take an extra long time to post the next one.
Yeah, well,
but we're going to try to get that first one out there so everybody can see what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that will hopefully be in, I've heard through whispers through the internet, that the bass are just starting to push right now. They're just coming out of the rivers and are starting to start migrating. So in best case scenario, we'll get them by mid-April. And that'll be our, like, when we can get our first bass. And that's best case scenario. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the weather. It has been warm. Hopefully we stay warm through the end of March and through April, because if April gets super cold, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough to get fish quickly. But if it gets super warm in April, like if we can get it to be, you know, in the nice like 60s, maybe some days in the 70s, we'll get the bass by early April. Or, well, not early April, but at least mid-April we'll get some bass, and that's me probably traveling to Cape Cod. And so, and unfortunately, I'm probably not going to be going down or up, down, whatever, one direction to the like to New Jersey, but we will be able to hopefully get some bass fairly early, and you'll be able to see my spring fishing. And I'm like, cabin fever is so bad right now. I know so many of you guys are in the same boat right now. I'm like, I know it's bad when I'm literally dreaming about fishing every night, and like in such detail. Like, I was changing out hooks like on a small SP minnow. I'm putting single hooks on a small SP minnow here, and pinching the barbs and everything. And I had a dream where I was literally fishing with this single hooked small SP minnow for bonito. And I don't know why bonito. I don't know what was going on in my dream. But yeah, this is what's going on. I'm like losing my mind because I haven't fished in months and months. So I'm super itching to get out there. I'm sure a lot of other people are too. I mean, I think that's pretty much it for this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be working away. This is pretty much going to be my full-time job for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Is preparing and executing this show the way we want it to. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of it's a perfect situation.
Yeah. The thing is, like, the fact that I have somebody following me around, like, nobody does, like, we have the ability to produce the quality of people with a lot of money, mm-hmm. and we are doing it as a super small, like, super small business here. Super small.
There's like, no crew. It's just us.
We're just going to be going. And we're going to be grinding it out. And I feel confident that it's going to do well within the first few shows. So hopefully you guys like the shows, and hopefully you guys pick up some t-shirts. I'm going to show you guys one more time the back of it. And because I think it's such a sick tee.
It's a win-win. You get a sweet t-shirt, and you get this show that's always going to be for free,
and maybe even a fishing trip with me.
Yeah.
And anything else?
Not much.
Okay, so thank you guys for watching this shorter podcast. Yeah. And hopefully next podcast will be an extremely long podcast to make up for this, and it will also be with somebody that where we're talking mostly fishing and not like craziness of like trying to show these t-shirts and the camera and whatever. But thank you guys for watching this podcast. Again, go to thestripebasshunt.com and pick up a t-shirt, support the show, and we'll see you next time.